going to invite God's servant to lead us, continue to lead us in this atmosphere of incense to heaven. Minister Theophilus Sunday, you're welcome, sir.
Hallelujah. I want to believe that we have not come to live the same way we came. However, the posture of your heart is important in matters like this. For now, let us not be too quick to go into singing. Can you take out little time and fix your heart in prayers? Just take out little time and fix your heart in the place of prayers. David said, in a dry and a weary land where there is no waters, my soul longeth after thee. Let something about us be uttered this evening. Finesoma mena tole ambiveka sopa pamgadiko kabazale. Vajene sovevele kabena sovena deliko babanze zo zalaika peruje de duzge bide de sose tekambe la duma minante skoba bres ezuske bedila mainge juje vedante luskefa fiatambres kavive delia braskebe manje lasko brante skuba bela Fesos Ebrans iskobabi Finandes Ebaria Skobana Yes Opampelas Kema Manjela Takukambe Aikompas Kema Berisko Barianda Esas Kema Yetomba Bela Vende Zazila Etomba Mama Hanze Ejedenata Ilatombela Mech Eletoma Yedombres Eze Eseza, yebe mamana, yetumbe magali, agali tobe nasila, yetombres esi, esiba, yetombabaya, yebe mama, yetete, etetelema, etetelema daila, adaila gabaya, yete mama seila. Can we press until the threshold of our countenance is altered? Figagakatai. Fenisebena utete. Etutetema. Amamaje galiko kapata. Fenenisena. Yekakakena. Yebamamana. We have come on to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And heaven forbids that we go back the same way we came. Satekekelia bransela. Figagana nasuse. Fianto na selika. Selika mini ya beria teza. Fedegeleke branskema. Lift up your voice and pray wherever you are. Just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. You can make it personal now. Get it. refuse. We refuse to remain the same. Amen. 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 Hadi de bene na bidabe, eri de bi ande bene tominelo. Ite meneli bi bidame na bidane, hada bidale me kadiane. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Yeshua. Iapina koreminale. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, ya la mane no be, baby ano makai de beni no mejena. Ikadi koko ma badande domene, eklo becheli ni miyadiga. Hafinana, 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 hafinana keli. Hafiana binane menineli de biano, erekeni antelele. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known with you. The blessing of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known with you. The blessing of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory over your church, O Yahweh, over your church, O Yahweh. Let only you be praised, only you be praised, over your church, O Yahweh, over your church, O Yahweh. Let only you be seen. Only you be seen, oh. Over Nigeria, Yahweh. Over Nigeria, Yahweh. Let only you be seen. Lord Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Yokes are broken in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is deliverance. There is healing. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. I hear the chains calling. I hear the chains falling. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. From Lokoja to Abuja, they're rising up. From the east to the west, they are rising up. From the north to the south, they are rising up. In Africa, in Asia, they are rising up. In South America and Europe, they are rising. That you may increase, that you be the Lord of all. Mark you and listen me. Is all my heart cries for Lord. May I decrease that you may increase, that you be the Lord of all. Mind you are less of me. Is a my Christ, oh Lord. May I decrease that you may increase, may you be the Lord of all. I will smile my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. Hey, what a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. I waste my life again and again on you, Jesus, on you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord. E kabena somamba. Hey, everywhere for me, oh. Oh, look where for me, oh. Everywhere for me, oh. Afukia afogorua, afukia afogorua, afukia afogorua o. Everywhere for me o, everywhere for me o, everywhere for me o, ananako.
I cannot know you by mind.
cannot pray on my own. I cannot pray on my own. I'm an akoma na dide la madadi eche langa. Eka na dadi je mene beja de lambe. Ebo no yoko manakeli. Emi no jeli na kakwadi eme metela. I cannot pray by myself. Jesus is more than enough for me, oh. Jesus is more than enough for me. Jesus is more than enough for me. Jesus is more than enough for me. Jesus is more than enough for me, oh. Take the stage and take the crown. When an enemy not only come and hit him, mama. Chaka. Ije wafe jugane. Ila foga cheba. Odu Jesus nana tumale. Odu du dabu Jesus ino. Odu du dabu Jesus ino. Jesus, hey. I wish that you understand this little song. It's a proclamation of his personality. It's not a nickname. Wala kamine nebo doko mene tamena jaebe. Eti mene nebande kome. Hamine donde kailo nana. You reign forever. Your name is ever good. You are the wisdom before time begins. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time begins. Oh! semena na duena, e semena no come na gelele. E bidena de bebe yo mena zaile. E saberi atana, e tanamako, e tanamako nani e teni go bayani lelema. E si bebe kumana elua, e come nani chube de gelama. Ay 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 ay, Ebenezer, Ebenezer, ay 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 ay, Ebenezer, my help has come. Ay 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 ay, Ebenezer, Ebenezer, ay ay. My help has come. My help has come. My help has come. My help has come. Oh, 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 my help has come. Oh, oh, my help has come. Oh, oh, my help has come. Oh, come. Oh, oh, oh. My healing has come. Oh, oh, oh. My fire is returned. Oh, oh, oh. My altar will burn again. Oh, oh, oh.
Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks tonight as our hearts are lifted up to heaven. We come with a sacrifice
of worship. We come with an acknowledgement that you are worthy. Thank you for the things that you do in these days in which we live. Thank you for everyone that you brought to be a partaker of the feast of fat things that you prepared in this city. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated if you can. And anywhere you're seated, I'd like you to turn your Bible. We'll just do something for 15, 20 minutes before we begin to pray. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that through the Holy Ghost he had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When Jesus wrapped up his agenda, he satisfied the claims of divine justice. He ascended in the sight of his apostles and was received by cloud from their side. It was a wonderful experience. It was Jesus that said in the book of John chapter 3 that no man has ascended to heaven at any time save the Son of Man that is in heaven. And when you hear that statement, you will ask a question. Did Elijah not ascend to heaven with a chariot of fire? But you see, Elijah indeed ascended to heaven. But Elijah did not ascend at will. He had to wait for... Also, he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. That's the scope of the casual leave. And in these 40 days, the only thing he spoke about were things pertaining to the kingdom of God. That was the theme of the conference. There are so many religious books. The book of the born woman is not a spiritual book, it's a political book, if you have read it. The Bible is a kingdom manual. God is not a chancellor. He's not a president. He's not a prime minister. He's the king. He's into rulership, government, governance, dominion. And that's what he does as his preoccupation. And that's why the gospel is threefold. There is a historical side to the gospel. There's an administrative side to the gospel. There's an ontological side to the gospel. Historical in the sense that you can actually prove that Jesus died historically. If there were dailies, newspapers, media houses in those times, it would have been captured that Jesus died. Because Paul said, Jesus died according to the scriptures. It was documented. And it happens to be that our belief system is the only faith that is rooted in history. Hallelujah. Secondly, there's an administrative side. The administrative side of the gospel is what captures the kingdom, what God is administering in the gospel. The power of the gospel makes us citizens of the kingdom so that the administration of God's government can begin to take effect upon our heart. It is this administration of God, are you with me, that a believer is required to submit to in order for him to be a literal expression of that dominion of God that is established in the third heavens. He becomes the tributary through which that dominion is manifested in this frame of reference. And everything that he's involved in and everything that he does is reflective of the position of governance in terms of policy as it derives from the place where government issues. So your life becomes a tributary that expresses the position of the government of God. There's an administrative side to the gospel. Hallelujah. When it was time for me to marry, because my mom is fair, I wanted a fair dance. Most naturally, that is the... But when the administration began to operate, all the things, the items that I spelt out in my list was of no consequence. Because the administration has its own will, has its own preference, consistent with God's grand plan. And he did not even pay any attention to the meticulous list I've held in view all the time. There is an ontological aspect to the gospel. What I mean by that big word is that the gospel has the power to make you become what it says. Now, there are many religious books that speak about things, but it doesn't have the power to make you what it talks about. And that was how the law was. It spoke about a righteousness that it did not have capacity to furnish. Are you with me? The subject of the seminar that Jesus took casual leave to come do on the earth, the theme of that seminar is what? Huh? That is a summary of the spirit of the Bible. The Bible is a summation of the administrative framework to establish the kingdom of God. The ultimate message, as you will come to find in the Bible, is the kingdom. Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all people. And then the end will come. He didn't, if he had said this gospel, we smart preachers would have added gospel of prosperity. So because he knows you are coming, and you have you read engineering, you will put something. So he now put everything. He said, is this gospel of what? Of the kingdom. Just to give you an idea of the spirit of the book that we are working with. If you are a true student of that book, and you are reading the book in such a way that you consider the writings in those books to be the perspective of the thoughts of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, let me tell you something. When we preachers preach, what we are doing is not preaching. We are navigating. The personality that is responsible for my operation right now is the Spirit. I also want to explain it to you. What I'm doing is I'm just a conduit pipe. I'm tapping to the frequency. There's broadcast at this hour. Okay? So if you notice that there is a situation that is going to affect our broadcast, just go outside. God will help us. The theme of the conference was about the kingdom, because that's what God is doing. So in that seminar, Jesus had only 40 days, so he didn't have time for jokes. He didn't have time for peripherals. He went straight to the subject matter to show you what the spirit of this testament is about. The procedure for the establishment of the government of God has been set in place. And on the basis of your salvation as Christ, the administration was at, you know, established, the headquarters, the branch of Jesus' administrative office was now established within your spirit. That establishment is an administration that governs the workings of God within your vessel. Now, you know, you are not with me. Have you ever prayed before and you knew that your prayer was answered? Has it ever happened to you? You knew inside. How did you know? It's because there's an administration that is set up inside of your spirit to furnish you with God's position about your activity so that you get feedback. It's a deliberate administration. The reason why the devil, are you with me, cannot relate with us as individuals, he needs to group us into fornicators, group us into people running after false religion, group us into drunkards,